bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Good hump day to you, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Wednesday installment of the BTN News Show. I am your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It is the 21st of September, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours will be coming at you right now in about 5 minutes. Vodafone subscribers in the UK, ooh, you're about to rejoice when I tell you all about this. You know those annoying callers that you get, you know, from time to time throughout the year? Yeah, you don't want anything to do with them? Well, now you don't have to. Vodafone, as of yesterday, announced it has begun blocking unwanted calls at the network level. So they're never going to reach your phone. How sweet. Now, you may or may not have known, Vodafone actually already had a system in place to actually save its customers from all that call scam crap. But this new technology can actually block them out. Right, meaning those annoying callers never had a chance. Now I know we're all sitting here on a big high. Woohoo! There is a little bit of a catch. Vodafone is admitting that their technology isn't always 100% effective. But they said during their testing, they were able to block about 425,000 unwanted calls in just one day. Alright, yeah, so not 100%. But hey, that's better than nothing. Penguin News is happening in the UK today. Moving on over to Sainsbury's. You might remember they had a streaming and digital storefront service. Yeah, just like Tesco, it's going to go away. Sainsbury said in a note to its customers, they said, "It was a difficult decision, but we've made a detailed review of our service, and other than the fact that it sucked, the numbers just didn't add up." Pretty much they couldn't compete with Amazon, Apple, or Netflix. Let's just get right down to it. Now, you might be noticing today, if you still are a subscriber, the movies and TV component of the service, yeah, it doesn't work at all now. You can't buy, you can't rent, you can't do anything with it anymore. Look for your ebooks and music to follow suit very, very soon. Don't you just love it when you go spend a whole bunch of money on a new phone and you get all the accessories with it and then they don't work? Yeah, that's what iPhone 7 and 7 Plus users are saying right about now. They're also probably saying thanks a hell of a lot for getting rid of that headphone jack. It would have came in handy. In case you hadn't guessed, the EarPods, with a new lightning connector, they're not working very well with the new iPhone 7 and 7 Plus. In fact, the glitch renders the EarPods integrated remote useless. You can't even adjust the volume, you can't pause playback, and you can't even answer that call that you probably didn't want to answer anyway. Now, some people say they're is a solution. You can unplug the things and then replug them, and sometimes that works, other times it doesn't. All in all, I hear you right now. For $1,000+, I shouldn't have to do that. And yes, you're right. So Apple is going to be having a fix sometime soon with a software update. Wherever that'll be and when it'll be, that remains the mystery. Hey, I guess in the meantime, there's always that lightning connector adapter. And finally, hey, Comcast subscribers in the U.S., things are about to get more craptastic for you. Well, at least according to the rumors anyway, it seems that Comcast could be your next wireless carrier by 2017. And I know you're thinking, hell no, they won't be. Now, from what these reports are saying, the service will be similar to Google's Project Fi, meaning it's basically going to rely on public Wi-Fi hotspots, which according to Comcast is about 15 million all across the U.S. of A. Now, how this came about, Comcast was a part of these other cable companies that sold their wireless spectrum to Verizon back in 2011. So, as part of that deal, the cable companies got the right to resell wireless services on Verizon's network. Haha, there you go. Now, those of you that are actually interested with spending more money with Comcast, yeah, I know, I heard about half my audience just faint right now. The monthly subscription cost is yet to be announced, but we have heard it will require you to have a Comcast cable subscription. Oh, once again, it's like a game of Monopoly for Comcast. You do not pass go, and you give them $200 instead. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, the official website for all the great BTN entertainment. Get your butt on over there right now and check everything out. You don't know what you're missing. Get subscribed, too, while you're over there to all of our great shows. And check out our blog, too, over there. It's always rolling with great tech info. You can find the British Tech Network on Facebook by liking our Facebook page at British Tech Network. You can follow us on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And you can hang out with our BTN community over at our Slack room. That's at britishtech.slack.com. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, there will be no Thursday installment of the BTN News Show. Don't worry, though. Of course, we'll be back on Friday getting you caught up on Thursday and Friday's best technology news that's going to happen. But until then, I hope you have a fantastic Wednesday, and thank you very much for listening.